Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just wanted to jump on here and just do a quick little podcast episode for you all. So let's begin. So I want to do this story about Idris Elba and some recent comments he made. Now, for those of you who don't know, Idris Elba is an actor from the UK. He's very popular. I enjoyed his show Luther. It was a British TV show about this cop, and it was a very good show. He's a very good actor, and he's also black. But you know, he made some comments over the weekend, over the past weekend, about being a black actor, and this is what he said. He said he no longer refers to himself as a black actor because he believes the label puts him in a box and that an obsession with race can hinder aspirations and growth. Speaking to Esquire UK in an interview published Wednesday, the Golden Globe winner said that while he is a prominent member of the black community, such separatism in Hollywood can hold entertainers back. If we spent half the time not talking about the differences but the similarities between us, the entire planet would have a shift in the way we deal with each other, Elba told the publication. As humans, we are obsessed with race. And that obsession can really hinder people's aspirations, hinders people's growth. For Elba, racism is very real, but he believes that it is only as powerful as you allow it. I stopped describing myself as a black actor when I realized it put me in a box. We've got to grow. We've got to. Our skin is no more than that. It's just skin. Rant over, he said. Then, you know, now some people applauded him. Some people said he was ashamed of being black and he shouldn't have wrote this during Black History Month. So he went on Instagram and he said this: there isn't a soul on this earth that can question whether I consider myself a black man or not. And he wrote black man in all caps. Being an actor is a profession like being an architect. They are not defined by race. However, if you define your work by your race, that is your prerogative. A lie. So that's what he said. Now, I understood what he was saying because I do feel like there is an obsession with race, especially in this country. And you know, and I'm just gonna keep it real, Idris Elba is not an American. He is a British citizen. You know, race is looked at differently in other countries. A lot of black people, yes, there's racism in the United Kingdom, but a lot of black people over there don't have the same feelings about race as black people in America. Most of the black people in the UK immigrated voluntarily. And, you know, and their cultures are more aligned with the British culture. You know, so you know, I would expect him to have that feeling about race than, you know, a black American. There's a reason why a lot of these movies about slavery and civil rights movements, most of the actors are played by black British actors. Because it's easier for them to get in character. You know, and I think that's a conversation that a lot of people, especially a lot of black people, don't like having, because there's a lot of nuance to this. So I understood what he was saying. And you know, and even growing up, I always noticed, you know, people are quick to say black movie or, you know, a black publication and stuff. And even though the majority of the people who like a certain type of movie are black, you know, I can see how that could be a hindrance to an actor, or even a director who wants to do other things. Nia Long has said the same thing, where she doesn't like stuff being labeled black movies or white movies. She just wants to be labeled a movie. So I understood what she was saying, just like I understood what Idris Elba is saying as well. But this is where I have to call, you know, BS on some of what Idris is saying. And not so much with what he's saying, but why I think he came out with this. Now, he was asked about this in an interview. So, you know, he was giving his honest opinion. But there's just something I've noticed over the years, and I just got to speak on this. So, around 2014, there was this controversy over the Oscars because none of the acting categories, you know, no black person was nominated in any of the acting categories. And, you know, this hashtag Oscar So White started trending online. The same thing happened with in 2015 when, again, there were no black actors nominated. And, you know, there started this big thing about diversity in Hollywood, and all these directors and stuff were talking about they're going to change. You know, all these black actors were upset and were going on this real crusade to say that, you know, I should have been nominated. Y'all don't care about black art and black movies and stuff like that. And Idris Elba was one of those actors. You know, he did a movie called Beast of a Southern Nation. I think that's what it's called. And it was a good movie. I did watch it because, you know, the man can act. But let me just double check. Oh, it was called Beast of No Nation. And again, it was a good movie. It was critically acclaimed. And, you know, he got nominated for other things. But, you know, he just did not get nominated for that. It's a story about a child soldier and his in a West African country. And, you know, it just did really good, but he just didn't get nominated for no Oscar. But he did get nominated for other awards, just no Oscar. And Idris Elba was one of the main people saying, that's not right. You know, even going on, you know, whole campaigns about the lack of diversity at these award shows and in Hollywood. So I just find it very interesting that, you know, fast forward almost 7 years later, he, you know, no longer wants to be called a black actor. But in 2014 and 2015, you know, when you weren't being nominated, you know, you were proud to call yourself a black actor then. And you know what I think is going on is, and if you pay attention to my Instagram, I've sort of been highlighting this. In 2014, from 2014 to about 2020, being an activist was in and it was cool. Okay, a lot of these Hollywood celebrities were jumping on all sorts of bandwagons and, you know, being, you know, activists for different causes. Really, it was performative activism. But, you know, that's what they were doing. Because, again, you know, it was cool to be an activist. It was cool to, you know, talk about injustices and, you know, bring attention to certain issues. And I remember being in college and my professor, who, you know, was a journalist and actually interviewed a lot of celebrities back in the 70s and 80s. And I remember him saying that a lot of these celebrities do more harm than good. And looking back at it, you know, I see why. See, being an activist is no longer cool no more. A lot of people are turned off by Hollywood people. You know, the word woke is thrown around so many times. And, you know, it's really bad for business to be woke, kind of. You know, there's a big saying, go woke, get woke, grow broke. Sorry, that was a tongue twister. But, you know, being an activist is no longer cool. It's not. And I think people like Idris and some of these other celebrities who seem to have done whole 360s and are now backing away from, you know, certain topics or certain discussions, you know, are now trying to just be, you know, actors and no longer want to be the activist. You know, I said this when I did that video on Beyonce and, you know, her performing in Dubai. You know, even though Dubai does have anti-LGBT laws, but yet, you know, was over here, you know, criticizing America for how it treats the LGBT community. You know, that's sort of the same thing. So, you know, that's really what I think is going on. That's really why I think Idris Elba shared this opinion. And, you know, it's just very interesting how a lot of the social climate is dictating a lot of how these celebrities move. And you know what is was very interesting to me is also in 2014 and 2015 and even 2016, during the election of 2016, you know, there were a lot of social things going on that needed to be addressed. But in 2023, you know, like there are actual cultural battles. You know, the fight over abortion, LGBT, you know, black history. And, you know, a lot of these celebrities who wanted to be on the forefront of those issues 5 years ago, all of a sudden just seemed to be bowing out and dropping out and ignoring them. So I understand what my professor was saying about how celebrities are bad for social movements because they use them to their own advantage and then drop them. But that's just my opinion on this situation, and I'll come back with the rest of my podcast episodes on other topics, and you all have a blessed day.